You gotta do something. It's alright to crawl before you walk. Yeah. It's alright to walk before you run. Yeah. But if you wanna get what you never got, gotta do something that you never start. Go get your blessing.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You've just tuned in to the media ministry of New Zion Missionary Baptist Church of Winfield, Louisiana, pastored by Reverend Tramiel Ham. The Lord says in His Word that in 2 Timothy, preach the Word, be instant, in season and out of season. Listen now as our pastor preaches and teaches an in-season Word.
Those who sit at my feet are supposed to go out and draw others to come hear what God had to say to us. You ain't come to tell people about Ham. You go tell people about Jesus and what He's telling Ham to tell us. Now, it's hard to do that when you tell everything else about Ham. But what Jesus said through Ham. Stay with me. Keep looking at me. Don't turn your head now. You got to face it. We got to grow up and face this together. Be grown like you was behind my back. We're trying to develop us here, right? We got to grow up. You've been running your mouth. You run your mouth. You run down your church. You run down your leaders. You run down your people. And then want to know why the church ain't full. Because we're not making disciples. We're creating dissension. We're giving people more reason to stay away from church. Talk to your boy if you can. We're disrespectful. Irreverent. Moody, inconsistent, ain't no room to draw people to Christ. Christ probably the last on some of y'all list. And you in church. And you think about Jesus last. Because if you thought about Jesus first, there would be an enthusiasm. an excitement, a zeal, a passion. When it's all about you, mouth stuck out, halfway show up, do what I feel like do, and then want to know, Lord, send people. What for? You go make the disciples. You go catch the fish, and you can't say you don't know how, because I told you I'm going to make you a fisherman of men. When I called you, I said, I'm going to use your talent to draw people to me. Don't tell me you don't know how to talk to people, because you're already a natural fisherman. You know how to catch them. The Lord says, my job to clean them. But you use your ingenuity, your skills to draw people. I wish we got children. I can't say what I want to say. Some of you ladies know how to get extra bills paid. Well, like the Holy Ghost done struck a nerve, ain't it? You ain't got to lay no hand on them. But you know how to put the right... I thought I had a church here. You know how to slow your walk down by 2 or 3 miles per hour? What you need? What you need, mama? What you need? What you need?
Who, me?
You ain't got to do all that. You ain't got to do all that. No, I'm good. I wish y'all could see how the guilty folk looking at me right now. Just do like Isaac Hayes said and just walk on by. And it leaves a little fragrance. Brothers, we know on haircut day, and yeah, y'all know how to get what you want. See, y'all so brand new, man. Y'all so brand new. Studies have shown this. Church growth studies have shown this. I'm not making this up. That you want to draw men, have the right women in church. That initially, not after 20 years, but initially. Now that shouldn't be the story. But initially, what draws men just to the house of God, because I always say they're the pretty women up there. One, two, three. I ain't gonna count. Now we got all these Holy Ghost filled, anointed women of God, and the numbers are 6 to 1. The ratio. All these beautiful, saved, Holy Ghost-filled women. And we still can't get men up in here. Y'all ain't ready for real truth. I'm not saying it's right. I'm telling you the reality. You mean tell me, all these sisters up in here, and just by your personality and charms, you can't draw? Y'all not ready for real. I can see y'all ain't ready. I'm not going to hell for telling y'all the truth. Because y'all been doing it, so ain't no sense of me getting mad at me calling it out. And I'm going to give you brothers a relief. They ain't coming for me, because they give me hell too. And the church said, amen. Please don't think they're up there worshiping him. I promise you. If anybody catch the hell, it's your boy. 1 minute, hey, next minute, I can write a book. The anointing draws. Yet, we keep repelling. Because we have not tapped in to what the sovereign is saying to us. Now people coming to see the show. Because you've been in the break room talking about who you can't stand up here. I mean, bashing your whole church. And you didn't expect them to get it back. And now your buddy and pal come to church not to hear the gospel. But see, watch it. God speaking life. Well, he says, go make you, it's our job to go make disciples. Bring them here, then we can teach them. Go tell them about Jesus, go live Jesus in front of them, bring them to the house of God. Then he says, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptism is a symbolism to show us death to the old man, life to the new man. It's immersion, submersion into water. Water symbolizes the cleansing. That you go down, you die to the old man, come back up, cleanse, and pour on the new man. It's the symbol of what Christ did. Died, got back up with all power. We now have the regenerated life. It's symbolism. But you got to baptize in the name of the Father. You can't say you know God and then don't know Jesus. Can't say you know Jesus and then don't know the Holy Spirit. Because they all three in one, the Blessed Trinity. It's this thing getting out now. It's not the old church. It's now beginning to be a new movement, a new mission that God has put in his people. That you got to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So if you've been baptized in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, you're supposed to live in the name of the Father, the Son. That's good teaching, right? That's good doctrine. If you're going to be baptized in it, you're supposed to live with the power of it. You can't go out here false advertising. So, baptizing him in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, last part of the assignment, he says, now, and teach them all things I've taught y'all. There lies the tension in the text. You go teach them. Since you make them a disciple, you brought them in to be a part of the family of God, we baptize them, now they still got to keep living, and now you go teach them what I've taught y'all. Tension in the text is, you can't teach what you don't know. Somebody say amen. You can't teach what you don't know yourself. Christ told his disciples many times, I'm going to be with you. I'm a way maker. I'm a door opener. I am the way, the truth, and the life. So you can't be talking lost. Y'all, I don't care how, we got to be very careful. Somebody say, be careful. We got to be careful how we communicate life's circumstances. Because there's a way that God expects his people to conduct themselves that he does not expect it out of everybody else. Just because you say don't mean you won't get laid off. You can rebuke it, they'll change your passcode. I don't receive that. You ain't got to. Don't better not show up tomorrow. Christians go through difficult things, just like everybody. Somebody say amen for that. You got to deal with that, y'all. Being saved and being in church ain't gonna exempt you from life. That's not teaching. That's not proper teaching. To tell everybody you want everything to be perfect, come to church. Baby. It's when you really get serious, when the enemy really get out on your trail, he really trying to attack you. So now let me ask you a question. Can I encourage you? Because I made you mad for the last 20 minutes. So can I encourage you? How many of y'all got some stuff going on? Tell God thank you now, because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver them out of them all. So hey, this too shall pass. It won't be this way always, and the devil wouldn't bother who he already got. So if you can't thank God for anything else, thank God today that you belong to God. Flaws and all, trouble and all, broken all, sick and all, I still belong to God. I got to have something in me that the devil's trying to take. Glory to the Most High God. Glory to God. Somebody got to get that. You belong to God. That's why you catching it. Well, not just that, because sometimes you make a dumb decision. You don't blow all your money and say God got you in a season. No, dummy, you blow all your money. Some stuff ain't the devil, it's decisions. Amen. How many of y'all know every now and then you make some dumb decisions? Yeah. Anybody ever have post-purchase depression? I did not need that. Go and let God free you real quick. You got about $15 extra and say, oh, do it, God, do it. And you go to the mall and buy something. I ain't had that. And that thing hits you time, you walk out with the receipt. Ooh. You start just thinking about your whole life. I ain't got no light bread yet. I ain't got nothing to drink. What I went and bought this expensive bracelet for? To sit up in the dark. Because I forgot to pay my light bill. Blinking in the dark. That's a message. Listen. Some stuff is just bad decisions. Some stuff it is. But if you belong to God, you're walking on the right path with God, you can expect some stuff to happen to you. It's meant to take you off your walk. When life start happening, I want to talk to some of y'all who really struggle when life happens to you because you feel like you feel yourself shutting it down. I got to tell you something. That's not the time to shut it down. That's the time to keep walking. That's the time to really be determined and say, I must be headed somewhere good, because that's why stuff coming at me. I'm trying to help somebody. It's not when nothing going on in your life that you're on the right track. It's when you really know when stuff starts happening, unexpected stuff, unexplainable stuff, people turn on who you never turned on you, crazy stuff start happening in your life, in your mind, dreaming crazy dreams. God, you must have something in store. Lord, keep me safe. Lord, keep me sane. Lord, keep me steady. I don't want to draw away from you. Keep me in your word. Keep me in prayer. Keep me in fellowship. I'm going to hold on, God, because I know you got something in store for me. That ain't the time to retreat and go hide. That's the time to say, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. All family messing with me, I'm going to praise you. People going on, I'm going to praise you. Sick in my body, I'm going to praise you. Money getting funny, I'm going to bless you. That ain't the time to quit. Now, I said all to say this, that we're going to go teach people. Best way to teach folks, you ready? Is teach them by example. Now what happened to all my shouting? You know why you stopped shouting? I'm gonna tell you why. Because you just think about you. But you got another problem. I always feel like somebody's. You know why? Because they are. Oh, you go to church. You're a Christian. You post Bible verses. I'm going to watch how you handle life. That's why you can't blow the assignment. Because somebody else's life is riding on how you handle this. Now you told me to come to church with you Sunday, and I came on. I came with you, and I saw you shouting with me Sunday. You got there jumping all over the place. Preach, Pastor, preach! And then they lied on you at work. You cussed everybody out up there at the job. Y'all know I love y'all, right? Y'all know I love you, right? That's why I tell you the truth. That do us no good, and it does this person you're trying to draw to Christ ain't no good. And stop telling them, don't come up with that lie, well, you know, I'm trying to be balanced. I ain't there yet. Now, you at least be heading the direction. I ain't there yet. I ain't over there. You did it because you wanted to. Talk to him if you can. That's counterproductive. Speaking in tongues, Sunday, and an unknown tongue. Your mama won, your daddy won. Don't come for me messing with my money. You mess my money, I'm gonna bleep, 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 bleep. With a cross chain on. And I love my church t-shirt.
Reach up, reach out, reach in.
Sunday, Tuesday, that middle finger, read between the lines. I hate when y'all get so brand new on me, man. I don't know what to do. Somebody's watching you. And I think this happened to me probably a couple years ago. Like, Ham, what kind of members you got up there, man? I ain't gonna tell who boss and stuff it was today. But, you know, because I work not to be messy anymore. I've really been working. I've been working. It's hard, but I've been working. Those individuals are here right now looking at me grinning. I had a member, one of our members cut up at Walmart. I mean, turn that place inside out. First thing they asked, ain't that one a Ham member? Here he is preaching about fellowship and joy and peace, and you got to remember went walking tall out there at Walmart. That made me feel small. Because what I'm supposed to tell some new Christian about peace, the fruit of the Spirit, and somebody who helped make copies of my teaching lessons. Done killed every, done killed everybody out there. Don't y'all be looking at Mimi like that. Mimi don't cut up like that. Go make disciples, bring them to Christ. They hear the gospel message, they're pricked in their heart, we baptize them in the name of Jesus, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We do that. We bring them in, they hear the gospel message, they want to be saved. And now they got salvation, but now we got to get sanctification. Sanctification is something we're all working on to the day we die, how to be more like Jesus. It's not proper to tell them, it's not proper to come down here. Let me teach real quick. It's not fulfillment. It's not what God wants. It's not his best to come down here and say, I want to get baptized. Because all that's going to happen is we're going to put you down there foolish. You'll be dry demon going down and the wet one coming back up. And there's no change on the inside. And we'll tell Mr. Moss all the nice things because she'll teach her heart out in orientation. And Mr. Moss realized, well, they said all the right things, so I guess they're ready to be baptized. And we baptize you. You sit on the front. We have the Lord's Supper with you. You take your bandana off. Get your certificate. Go right back and sit down and go right back to acting a fool. You ain't no more teaching, no more Bible study, no more women's meeting, no more men's meeting, but you good because you ain't got baptized. But were you saved? Something's supposed to happen in your heart to hear the gospel message. You're supposed to realize the way I'm headed is wrong. I need Jesus to save my soul, to help my situation. I need a relationship with Jesus Christ, and it needs to be first in my life. And if Jesus Christ is not first in your life, you need to make a change and come to this altar. And what you're supposed to tell that person, I'm going to give you a cheat sheet. You supposed to come tell that preacher, whomever, I want to be saved. I believe that God is my Father. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ died for my sins and he got up on that third day. I believe that. I confess it because I've been confessing foolishness. It's time for me to confess and profess my faith. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because I wasn't ashamed when I was out there living for the devil. You ain't ready for salvation if you're too ashamed to tell somebody you love Jesus. Now it's time out for us just bringing you in because you're too ashamed. It's time for the men and women of God to stand boldly and say, I believe in Jesus Christ. If you're ashamed of me, one of these days you're going to be ashamed of you. Now it's time out for all that. It's time out for all this sneaking into salvation. Because you don't mind acting a fool for the devil. Boots all on the ground. But can't stand on the promise. You ashamed to say I love Jesus. But not ashamed to say you love Boosie. Salvation is free for you. But it costs God everything. It costs him his only begotten son. And I will not be ashamed about what Christ did for me. He cleansed me. He worked for me. He died for me. I'm not ashamed to say I thank you for saving my soul. Before you pay another bill, save my soul. Before you heal another illness, save my soul. Before you move again in my house, move in my heart. Stop playing church. Sneaking in on the buddy system. And I got to be enough responsible as a pastor to tell you that because one of these old days, we got to give an account for our own very life. And you can't go in and say your pastor never told you that you yourself got to make that confession. Because when I go in, I ain't coming back sneaking nobody in. I'm not going in and saying, hey, she with me, bring her on in. No, you want Jesus doing that right now. Bring him in because they with me. Bring him in because he with me. It's now for time for you to get on for real, for real. No, ma'am, no, sir. No more of this sneaking stuff. No more of that. Make that confession publicly. It's important that you publicly confess it. I believe Jesus is my Savior and died for my sin. And I want to be a part of his eternal family. I'm going to have some stuff happen in my life, but I want to be a part of his family. I don't want to miss anything God has for me. Living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Bearing, he carried my sins all the way. Rising, he justified me, freed me forever. But guess what? One of these days, he's coming back. That's the part they don't tell you about the gospel. One of these old days, he's coming back. He's coming back for people who've already confessed him. We living like he ain't coming back. And when he come back, it ain't going to take all day. In a twinkle of an eye, he coming back. And he's coming back for those who've already said, I want you. I need you. You are my Lord. Keep playing around. Well, let me quit. I don't know how I got there. But it's this old mess we got going that you can just sneak in to Christ. But you have no problem acting a nut in front of everybody. Bold, that's right, bold, doing wrong. But can't be bold, doing right. Don't post now, I know it's not proper. Erica, don't torment me. Don't post now, no scripture. And you can't even find it. I mean, you ain't gonna make me shame. Y'all posting all this old stuff. That's a computer-generated scripture. You can't even find it. Ain't been nowhere in my feet, nowhere in the church, learning nothing. And then when life happens to you, cussing everybody out, acting a fool. On the same page, I don't know how I'm gonna make it. Unspoken prayer requests. All you gotta do is go to the saints that you connected with, and they'll pray with you, and they'll storm heaven for you. You don't tell these fools on the internet who don't know nothing about you. What's going on, poo-poo? Inbox me for the details. That's too much time I'm wasting. I can go to God for myself. I can approach the holiest of holy for myself. He'll hear me like he'll hear somebody else. Go crazy self. And then I gotta go. But I'd be lost. Y'all confuse me. And I try to call myself a pretty proficient person. I study people. Because I got to be able to do this. I study people. Some stuff y'all be doing. It don't make sense. You put your business out there. And then you go up there and say, I'm sick of everybody being in my business. That don't make sense. Y'all need to get y'all some business. You need to get your business off of there. I'll be glad when folks find some business, get 2 cents, and buy themselves some business. If you wouldn't put it out there, wouldn't nobody care. And guess what happened? And they still don't care when you put it out there. They're on to the next story. That confuses me, y'all. That means you want attention. But here's what you got to start doing, because y'all understand what it is. You want certain folks' attention. What you need to do is do a direct message to them. I like how fake pastors who preach at 430 West Jones Street in Winfield, all lies and a bunch of false prophets. That ain't for nobody in particular. Oh, yes, the hell it is. I respect you more if you call 628-0811 and say, look, man, I don't understand what you're doing. I don't understand what's going on, but I don't want to ever disrespect you because you're my man of God. Now I need you to help me. I respect that more than that old bleep, bleep, bleep. Make disciples and teach them what I've taught you. Be consistent. You can't teach what you don't know. And you can't live what you have not been taught. Now, if you're going to, we make it a standard here. I'm not going to call it a rule. It's a standard here. So I'm going to kill the house while I'm killing. God has sent the spiritual orchid man to spray this whole house today, I guess. I'm coming back. Listen, it's our standard here. It's our standard that if you're going to serve in ministry capacity, you need to be in teaching. Now, here's the problem. That shouldn't be a standard. You should have no sense to know. I don't ever want to get up here and try to represent a God I ain't really familiar with myself. Because we're going to look real crazy up here singing, worship him. And then time life happened, I don't know him. Because, see, some of us don't understand something. To whom much is given? And you're up here professing something, God will let some stuff happen to test you. I thought you said you loved me. I thought you said I was ride or, you know, when you ride or die. You don't want to say, Lord, use me. He said, all righty. You can't serve in capacities, and you shouldn't want to. Serve in certain capacities, in any leadership role, and you're not getting teaching. Because Sunday morning ain't enough. I'm not going back down from that. Sunday morning ain't enough. If you want to lead in this ministry, I got to give an account to God. And Sunday morning ain't enough if y'all want to call yourself representing us. Don't try that virtual mess either. You need to be up in here. Yeah. Every job you go on, they're going to have some orientation and some training so you can learn how to do what you're doing. Same thing for disciples of God. Every now and then, we got to pause and get some training and get some restoration and get some help to know how we can be better for the Lord. If you think you already arrived, you don't need nothing, go sit down. But you steady want to do something, but don't know anything. Because, see, it's not so much you're learning this, it's not so much what we do, it's how we do it. And some of us just, let's tell the truth one more time. I promise I'm going to be through. No, I can't. I promise you. If we don't change some stuff, we're going to tear the church up with this foolishness. Because, see, here's the problem. We got a lot of carnality in us still. You do have a willing heart. You do want to do right. But you need some changes you got to make before you can be used effectively. Because you got a little too much world in you still. I don't mean to insult you. Some of y'all got too much street in you still. Because you handle everything worldly. When somebody hurts your feelings, there you go tripping and cussing. That's not how God's people act. There's a way we're supposed to handle each other, and you can't just tell me, that's how my mama raised me. What? How did God raise you? Don't hand me what your mama told you. And we got too much street in us, and we got too loose. And we think anything goes because we need some people. I'll die by myself. I'll sing if I got to. I'll try to figure out how to play a keyboard. I'll stand and usher if I got. I'll run all of this church, do all these jobs, because I'm going to have the right team with me. If y'all ain't going to represent what God told me to represent, sit your behind down. And I mean that. There's a way God told me to do it, and you're going to do it my way, or you not. You don't get to just be who you are. If God says we need to calm down, calm down. God says watch your tone, watch your doggone tone. Well, anyway. That was good? Okay. You sure? You don't fool me now. You'll set me up. Everybody threw rocks at me outside. Now you. All right. I'm done. Last point. After we have a strategic assignment. No wonder it took 2 weeks. Strategic assignment. Y'all see a whole lot in this passage, ain't it? Strategic assignment, and then thirdly and finally, a steadfast assurance. He says, well, the question becomes, well, what happens when life happens? What happens when we just get tough on this journey trying to represent you? Anybody been there? I'm trying to do this. I have a heart to do this for the Lord. I want him to be happy. I want to glorify him, but people get on your nerve. I thought I was talking to real people still. Lord, I love you, but I can't stand your church. Y'all remember the little boy did that video? Childish church. Man, I've been there all my life. Because sometimes you get sick of church, folks. Because I expect some things on the streets. I was trying to walk with you, and you keep trying to cut my throat. That kind of stuff weigh out. And you get tired in your spirit and your soul, you get tired. And I'm going to tell you, even pastors get tired. Yeah, I thank y'all for praying for me and looking out for me. And I appreciate y'all praying for me, because I'm going to be honest with you, I'm tired. My mind, my heart sometimes get wore out, fooling with the same stuff. Here's what Jesus said. He says, I know you're going to have some troubles on this journey, especially when you're trying to go further. When you're trying to go to uncharted territory. Trying to dare to be different. He said, I know you're going to have some trouble because people are going to get mad at you for trying to be a difference maker. Come here. Who am I with? Who with me? Who with me? You're trying to be a difference maker for the Lord's glory, and people don't like seeing change. People don't like something new. People don't like when you go further than they're accustomed to, and they'll give you all kind of holy Hades. He said, that's all right. When they leave you, Lord, I'm with you. Always. On your good days, I'm with you. On your bad days, I'm with you. When they love you, I'm with you. When they hate you, I'm with you. Always. Somebody say always. I'm with you. And if I'm with you, I'm going to give you power to handle the issue. I'm going to give you strength when you're weak. I'm going to give you joy in your sorrow. Peace in your storm. I'm going to be with you. Even until the end of the earth. No matter what comes. No matter what goes. No matter who comes. No matter who goes. Because if God be for you, who? Ooh, I need somebody to hear that word right there. If God be for you, and if you be for God, doesn't matter what the devil in hell even try to say about you, you already got the victory. Because he got up just for that moment. That's why he got up, so you would have victory. That's why he got up, so you would succeed. That's why he got up, so you would go further. That's why he got up. So before we go represent God, understand the sovereign assessment. Understand that's a strategic assignment. And you can operate in it because you got a steadfast. All steadfast means always. You got an assurance every day of your life. Y'all, I'm telling you right now, if you ain't got a dime in your pocket, if God is in your heart, you're rich. You could be sick in your body right now, and the doctor don't know what to do with it. But if you got God as your Savior, God is your Father, I promise you, I stand before you, not lying to you, you're already well. It is well. Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well. It is well in my soul. Those are some things you need to know before you get ready to go. Thank God for his word. We offer Jesus Christ today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that you're with us. Thank you, Lord, that you're with us every step of the way. You're not by yourself. Tragedies and trials make you think you're isolated. Life has a way of isolating you from reality sometimes. It's a natural inclination to retreat. Go in your little corner and cry and handle it. God says, if you're going to be my child and I want you to represent me, I want you to have the problem in their face. I want you to trust me enough that you show up to work Monday morning with your head held high. And you know they don't mean you no good. They devising plans and plots and schemes. He says, but I say, I'm with you. And so here's what God says. When you show up, I'm showing up. I need somebody to get that one. You're not showing up by yourself. It's God and his child showing up to work tomorrow. You got me last week, but this time I got some reinforcement. I done got the help I need. I'm not going by myself. I'm taking victory with me. I'm taking power with me. Watch this. Hey, enemy. You gonna mess around and join Jesus fooling with me. You gonna mess around and know more about my God fooling with me. You done mess with the right one at the right time. Because you gonna not watch me cuss you out. You watch me pray for you. The more you do me dirty, the more I'm gonna do you better. I'm gonna be the change I wanna see. I'm gonna go high when you try to go low. I'm gonna show you how the king's kids handle stuff. Because I learned what to do, what to know before I got out there to go. Oh, yeah. Y'all better come on here, somebody who wants Jesus. Come on here, praise team, do something. I'm about to catch a ride. Glory to God. You already got the victory. You already got the victory. No, your life ain't easy, and he never said it would be. I've seen the lightning flash. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt sin breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. But I heard a voice of Jesus telling me still to fight on. Because he promised never to leave me. Never to leave me alone. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. Oh, glory. I want to talk to about 10 people who don't mind standing and testifying. I understand the assignment now. I see what I'm supposed to be doing now. I'm not going to wait till the battle is over with. I'm going to show up with a different weapon. Because the weapons of all warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through the pulling down of stronghold. It's spiritual warfare. I see it now. I see it now. I see it now. baptism? You want to be saved? You want to rededicate yourself to Christ? Today will be a mighty good day to come. You want to be saved? You want to rededicate yourself to Him if you already are saved and left Him? Today is your day to come. You can't go out there and live victorious without Him. The world's not going to tell you that. The world going to tell you get that money. But you can have all the money in the world and still be empty on the inside. They keep trying to figure why the richest people in the world keep committing suicide. Because God gives you something when it came by. That what you're worried about is already worked out. Because He gives you a blessed assurance. It's powerful. I don't think y'all heard that. He says, I'm with you. And not only am I with you, I'm in you. Even under the event that life happens to you, I'm still with you. Even when you can't figure out what I'm doing, I'm still with you. Even when I seem silent, I'm with you. This is not the time to give up on God because you ain't getting your way. I get it. Sometimes He just don't do stuff my way. That's why He tries to develop us. Because true discipleship and child of God life mentality is that when I don't get my way, I still got to do His will. Yes. And the more like Him we become, the more our will becomes His will. Thank you, Lord. For the others today. Are there others today? Are there others today? You want to be saved? You want to rededicate yourself to Him? You want to tap into what the Holy Spirit is saying about your life? Are you here? He spoke to you. Your walk with God is the most important thing. Are you here? Worship God off this song here.
What He's done for me.
Isn't it amazing to save a wretch like you? Yes, Lord.
The love He has for me.
I cannot explain. Lord.
I was blind, but now I see.
And I know
He will do for you.
That's evangelism. Tell somebody. Do that one more time. And I know He will. And I know He will.
And I know He will do for you.
What He's done where?
What He's done for me.
Come on, look at somebody and tell them the same thing one more time. Look at somebody and tell them. And I know.
And I know He will do for you.
That's it. What?
What He's done for
me. Come on, let's go together. Let's go, let's go.
Amazing love.
Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
Amazing love. Amazing love.
Yes, Lord.
I'm
fine.
I was blind.
I was blind. done for me?
What have you done for me?
Let's talk about what Jesus did. Come on, let's do it together. Jesus went.
Jesus went.
One more time from your spirit. If you're just glad you're saved. If you're glad you're saved. If you're glad you know him. And he knows you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I dare you to tell him thank you. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Let's prepare now to worship God in our giving. Same spirit of worship. Same spirit of worship. Father, we thank you now for this privilege to worship you in our giving. I pray now, God, that you bless us as we pay what's due to you, our tenth, and then give our offerings out of our heart. I pray, God, you bless the gift and the gift giver and return it to them when you see fit. We give you praise for it. We ask that you will grow it, multiply it according to your word, your will, and your way. That the storehouse will always have what it needs. The people will always have what they need. And you will always be glorified. I pray now, God, you help us to be good stewards. And we make decisions according to what you want, not what we want. We be good stewards of what you entrust to us. And we're careful to give you all the praise, all the glory and the honor. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. Remember our middle receptacles for our vision, the one Brother Jones is holding. And you're welcome to sow. We ask that you will sow into our vision ministry. God bless you today. In the hands of our ushers.
You know the